Hey everybody, welcome back to Strange Globe Video. Tonight we are doing a quick episode talking about the Ghostbusters Firehouse casting news. Alec is not with us because he is getting ready to move, so you'll have to excuse Nick because he's banging around making a bunch of noise.
I am driving on the highway.
That explains that.
I am heading across the border.
Uh-oh. Either buying marijuana or sports gambling, depending on which way you're going.
I'm crossing into Missouri from Kansas. And I got fuzz on my tail.
Probably. Knowing the way you are going. Hey, so Ghostbusters Firehouse has some new casting news, obviously. They've pretty much confirmed all the new cast from Afterlife's going to be in there. So, I mean, that's good news, but we've got a few big names that just started in there. So James Acaster is the first one I'll start with. He's looks like he just turned 38.
Is that the British guy?
Yeah, I believe so, right? So he's known for Cinderella. That he was in the Cinderella movie in 2021, did a TV series called The Island. But the big thing that people have pointed out about him is that he looks like Timothy Carhart, who plays the violinist in Ghostbusters. They're showing some similarities there to that. But take that with a grain of salt, because remember there was a guy that was cast in Afterlife that everyone thought was going to play like a younger Egon or Egon's son, and he turned out to just have been cast as a like security guard at Walmart, and that whole thing got cut, so... Like, never just assume anything at face value here.
He looks pretty young for 38, too, right?
Yeah, he does. He's got boyish good looks, I guess is what you could say.
Well, people are theorizing that he's Oscar,
as we said. Yeah, well, that's what they're saying.
He'd be a little old, the actor, but if he looks younger, then... And then people say, well, why would Oscar have a British accent? Well, A, an actor can do an American accent. And B, Ghostbusters 2 established that his dad moved to London. So he could have went to live with his dad for a while and picked up an accent.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many possibilities there that I don't want to overread into that, but it's an interesting idea.
It seems like such an obvious thing that they'll do is have Oscar in a movie. I would be impressed if they have restraint and not do it, but I wouldn't be upset if they do. I think it's fine.
Well, at this point with Afterlife, I think you've cleared a lot of the ways, like, because my biggest problem with Oscar for Afterlife was like all the fan fiction, the fan movies, and everything was just
You wouldn't have been able to fit him into the Afterlife.
No, you would have had to base it around Oscar being that character for that movie, right? It would have had to have been a different story.
But also, I'm sure they heard about, you know, not enough Ghostbusters 2 material in Afterlife, so they're like, we'll throw him Oscar for the sequel.
Yeah, and I mean, that makes sense. And then the other lesser known name is Emily Allen Lind, and if you look at her, she's pretty well established too.
She's only like 21. She hasn't done a whole lot, right?
Yeah, so I mean, it looks like she started her career in 2011. She was on a TV series called Revenge. She played a character on that. So, I mean, she's done a fair amount of stuff. She was on the movie The Babysitter, the Netflix movie. I don't know if you remember seeing that one or not. And then she was also in Doctor Sleep.
Was she Ewan McGregor's daughter or something?
Maybe, but she's also in The Babysitter's sequel. So I think that she may have been the main, she may have been that babysitter character. I'm not 100% sure.
I saw Doctor Sleep, but I don't remember details.
Yeah, and then she was in the Gossip Girl like reboot, I guess. So 22 episodes there. So I would imagine this is going to be somebody that's going to fall into the either Lucky's peer or maybe even Phoebe's peer. You know, with that kind of age there, there's lots of possibilities for what she could play as a role.
Yeah.
And then we've got Kumail Nanjiani.
That's not going to work here anymore.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But no, he's been in a lot of stuff. So he was in Obi-Wan Kenobi, the series. He played Haja Estri. He's done some voice work on The Simpsons. Yeah, so he's got a pretty interesting resume as well. So History of the World Part 2, he's going to be part of those, at least one episode. He was in The Eternals. If you watch The Eternals,
I haven't seen Eternals yet.
In all honesty, you can skip it. He's not bad at it. That movie just didn't really work, in my opinion.
I hear it's like the worst one or second to Quantumania now. I'll watch it eventually.
I liked Quantumania a lot better than that. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. He was on the TV series Silicon Valley. So I think that's his biggest probably known role there. And then, you know, there's just a bunch of random credits. Oh, Portlandia as well, 12 episodes of that. So there's a fair amount of stuff. He's got a nice resume.
They're going to say we need some diversity in this all-white Ghostbusters crowd. Well, they got lucky, I guess. So you think he'll be a Ghostbuster or some kind of villain or antagonist?
I don't know. I mean, I think that would be kind of it's too hard to say.
Is he a comic person?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think he's got some comedic chops, but he's not necessarily just known for his comedy role.
So he might be like a straight man or something.
Yeah. So the TV series he did most recently was that Welcome to Chippendales, where he plays a pretty serious role, like the founder of Chippendales. So I think that's kind of an interesting.
The Rescue Ranger.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Disney Plus show. So I think we're looking at a pretty interesting cast there. I'm not making any speculation really yet on what they're...
Hold on now. You forgot Patton Oswalt.
I didn't forget anybody. I didn't get there.
I thought you were wrapping it up.
No. Okay. Patton Oswalt is the fourth newest casting, and he's not a stranger to the Ghostbusters universe, as he voiced Moogly for the Ghostbusters virtual reality.
The first one.
For the PlayStation 4.
We got a new one that just came out today, I guess.
But that launched at locations only, so that's not like an at-home game.
Right.
It's a different one, but that Ghostbuster from Hollowgate looks pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm curious what Patton will be in there. I mean, it's been interesting because they haven't really spoken a lot about what Firehouse is going to be, besides the fact that they potentially have a new generation of Ghostbusters that's not necessarily going to be the young kids.
Yeah, I think they at least implied that there's some of these new cast members are probably going to be Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I think you've got a lot of flexibility.
I'm hoping it's Patton Oswalt puts on all the gear and busts ghosts.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I just don't know what to expect yet, but I think the casting choices, and the crazy thing about this to me is, like, people are flipping out about this casting, like getting angry about it online, and I'm like, there's not enough information here for me to even be upset about that. It just doesn't make any sense.
Who do they not like? Do they not like Patton Oswalt, or do they not like another young girl in the cast? Do they not like...
I don't know. I've been trying to avoid, like, the toxicity of it all because, you know...
I've seen some negative reactions, but not any, like, reason behind their negativity. Like, they haven't given any examples that I've seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone articulate, like, why they didn't think that was a good choice.
You think it's just because they're bringing in new people and it's not just going to be the Afterlife cast again by themselves? Or
I mean, probably, but everyone... I mean, here's the problem with any movie that's being made, especially a sequel and a franchise, is that if people hear the title Firehouse and they immediately like make up their story in their own head, like of what this movie's going to do and what it's going to be, and they set unrealistic expectations for themselves. And Firehouse, so it's never going to be the story that you anticipate.
Firehouse is just a pandering bullshit working title. That isn't even the actual working title. It was just purely pandering bullshit.
I don't even know if it's pandering. It's just like Rust City was called Rust City because everything was rusted over and over.
It's pandering because it's Firehouse and they like announced it before they probably even had a script or anything. Oh, this one's going to be working title Firehouse. Ooh, that's pandering.
I mean, take it how you will, but too much toxicity around everything anyway. People are just complaining about stuff, and it's like you're getting more Ghostbusters. So,
well, I'm more excited. I'm more excited for the movie since the casting announcement. So,
well, to be honest with you, Afterlife was probably the hardest Ghostbusters film to make because the expectations were so high. What do you do with it? How do you cope with the loss of Harold Ramis? Now that you've kind of gotten some of that stuff out of the way in a pretty straightforward story arc, I think you've got a lot more options here to tell a different type of story, right? And so I'm hoping that that'll make this a little bit more entertaining. More entertaining. I think I'm hoping this will take it back a little bit more to its comedy roots of the blend of horror, comedy, sci-fi, all that stuff. The last one had those elements, but the comedy was really...
It was more dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with the death of a beloved actor, and you're dealing with, like, the death of these people, you know, Egon in the movie, right? So,
well, and I think besides Paul Rudd, he didn't really have anyone with comedic chops either.
Yeah, and you're in a small town, so like the amount of comedy you can do in a situation like that, to me, is you're telling a very precise story there. So this, I think, you're going to have a lot more options.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I am very curious how London's going to play out as the fill-in for New York, right? I know they're shooting a lot on the soundstage over there. We've seen some behind-the-scenes photos, which are pretty awesome. I'm very excited about that, but I just don't know what that's going to look like, right? Because when I watch 2016, like, they shot it in Boston, but it just doesn't feel like New York to me, like the city scenes and stuff like that. It feels like a city, but it doesn't feel like New York. Having been to New York a couple of times, like, it has a certain vibe to it.
I'm sure they're trying to save as much money as possible, but after calling it Firehouse, saying how we're going back to New York, but oh, we're not really going to film in New York, or at least not fully, it's kind of shitty. But will any of it take place in London? I don't know.
You know, like, it didn't take place in Canada. They filmed in Canada, so I'm not going to assume that. Basically, what it sounds like to me is that LA studios are pretty booked. You know, obviously the next biggest area for booking in this or shooting in the United States is Atlanta.
Yeah.
But I also feel like you've got better, I don't know if you would have better coverage of preventing leaks being over in the UK or not. I don't know. It's hard to say, right? I just feel like in the United States, the level of hype and stuff would be a little different. So we'll see.
Do you think Lucky and Podcasts are going to be big players, or are they just going to have a cameo? Or
I can't imagine that they would just be cameos in there. Here's the thing.
You think they're going to move to New York or just kind of be visiting and then they get involved in the action?
You know, I don't have a lot of thoughts on that yet, other than the fact that I really hope they've thought the story through in a way to keep those characters in there, because honestly, the newer characters are what made Afterlife work for me, right? The original Ghostbusters had such a small role and didn't really explain how they got there in a way that
Lucky would be an adult by now, and we don't know anything about Podcast's family life, so they could definitely work it out, I think, having them living in New York.
Yeah, I think you're going to see that, right? Maybe they're going to go to college there or something else, and if Winston's truly rich, you know, he's probably working with them, so... You know, we may see like student versions of this. You know, I almost feel like they could get some extreme Ghostbusters vibes, but also have some Ghostbusters, like adults, the other team kind of helping out. We'll see. It's just there. You could speculate all day about this, but until we really have a better idea what's going on, I'm just really hoping they do something fun with the story and make it pretty funny. But I'd really love to see some really scary stuff in there too. So,
yes.
But I do like how we're seeing behind the scenes stuff that they're actually shooting right now. You know, as far as everything goes, the movie's still listed as being released this year. I just don't see how you're going to film a whole movie and release it by the end of the year, especially because I think one thing that hurt Afterlife was they weren't able to ever really do reshoots on there, right? They just, with the pandemic going on, they couldn't do reshoots. So let's say you shoot this now, you wrap up in June. Middle to late June, then you start editing. Anything you might want to reshoot or redo or anything like that, you're going to be doing in the fall. So, and with next year being the 40th anniversary, I just don't think it makes sense to rush this out at the end of December.
Well, yeah, they should have just planned to release it for the 40th anniversary anyway.
And they could have, but I mean, you know, I think they didn't start shooting this as soon as they wanted to, based on. I think the London shooting was kind of a reaction to how busy.
Don't they bullshit the shareholders and stuff too? Like, oh, we'll have this big money maker out by the end of the year.
You know? Yeah, I mean, so, and who's to say that? I mean, I don't doubt that they couldn't pull it off and release it, right? If you look at the original Ghostbusters, they released that thing in record time for a movie of its magnitude.
Yeah. And sometimes I don't. That's creativity, but.
Because if you do that, then you're still looking at the home video release for the 40th anniversary, and you could do like a huge big box set of all the movies then, you know. So as far as a sales and marketing thing, like there's still a lot of opportunity there. So well, I'm just.
And if we're going to go to the premiere, I'd rather not be in the middle of fucking winter. It'd be nice to go to New York in June versus December.
Well, New York, LA, wherever they do it this time, I think.
Well, yeah, LA would probably be okay, but
we'll see. I mean, it's interesting because.
Well, we could have like a blizzard here even and not even be able to get to LA or in New York and not be able to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities there with weather for that stuff, but I don't know. I just think it's interesting to see what's going to come next. I mean, obviously the brand is doing as well as it ever has been. Just look at how much they're putting into Spirits Unleashed still and all that extra content. Like I finally got on and played for a little bit tonight for the first time in a while.
Well, I haven't played in 2 or 3 months. I think I need to check it out. What's the status or do we know on the cartoon series, cartoon movie, comic book? Comic book still slated for the fall, September, October?
I haven't heard anything on that, and that's probably something worth checking into to see because I almost got a feeling that the comics were going to kind of fill in some of the gaps between Ghostbusters 2 and Afterlife and probably some of the time.
Afterlife and Firehouse.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, right, a lot of these actors have aged, like, yeah. Specifically Logan Kim, like, right, he went through a huge growth spurt, and that makes sense. You know, he looks nothing like he did then if you've seen him doing con appearances and things like that. So I think hopefully they take this movie and have like the natural aging of time and have it take place a couple of years later, right? And
well, that say would make things sense.
Are picking up.
That would make sense to get the firehouse renovated and the business going again.
Yeah, and so
there were some pretty fucked up timelines in the first two movies with when the movie started and all the shit that happened in the middle.
Yeah, you don't really understand all that. And right, and part of that's the ambiguity of the series too, is right. We've had these gaps before, so we'll see. But if you think about it, like Afterlife was the only one that wasn't like a starting the business movie.
Yeah.
Right? They weren't even going into business. They're just dealing with something, which I thought was kind of unique and makes it stand out to me because even Answer the Call is a how do we start the business movie. And so this is like another like, hey, we're starting the Ghostbusters business again. I'm honestly hoping that there's an established crew of Ghostbusters already working and the younger kids finally get their chance to kind of come in. I'm hoping that that's what happens because I really don't care to watch another movie where like, hey, we got to start the business up again, start taking calls. I want that to be established and ready to go when we walk in.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I mean, I think we're all at the point, we know the lore, even the general audience, I think is going to be at that point where they're ready to walk in for that. So, but that being said, there's so many things they could do.
And we need the business to be successful, not go out of business all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there. I'm pretty excited about this though. I know a lot of people that had mixed feelings about Afterlife were like, really another, like, what are they going to do? But I think Afterlife was that touchy movie that was hard to do. I liked it. I rewatched it on Sunday just after these casting announcements. And, there's things I really, really love in that movie. And for me, I just let go of – I enjoy the movie a lot more when I let go of all the little Easter eggs and all the things in the movie that just don't necessarily make sense. If I'm not focused on those and harping on those, it's just a lot more fun to enjoy the new cast, like learning about all this technology and stuff. So, but I don't think we're going to have those issues in this movie. I think we're going to be past that because, you know, we've kind of reestablished things a little bit. So,
yeah.
With Sigourney Weaver on there, she's the one name that hasn't really come up in this. And to be honest with you, even in Afterlife, her character didn't make sense to be in the main movie, which I was perfectly fine with her post-credit scene or mid-credit scene, right? So I just hope if you're going to bring her and Venkman back, you do it in there. And like, I would love Oscar to be in this movie. I just don't want him to be a Ghostbuster. I don't think he's going into that. I think it would almost be funnier as if he's getting antagonized by something else because he's related to Dana.
He could be the Dana of the movie.
Yeah. And I think that would work well instead of, you know, because like I said, every piece of fan fiction, so many fan films and everything else is just like, hey, let's do Oscar this. And I'm like, I just don't see that as being all that fascinating. Right. Because I don't think you can do that and top that character development for what you did for Phoebe. Right. I think Phoebe's growth as a character there would be pushed to the side if you tried to do that with Oscar at this point.
Do you think Sigourney Weaver would do the movie without Bill Murray?
I'm sure Bill Murray will be in it, right? They've made four Ghostbusters movies. He's been in all four. The chances of him not doing this movie. And here's the other thing a lot of people haven't talked about is after Afterlife, you know, he shows up kind of at the end to kind of be the hero, but the burden is off of him to carry the movie, right? It's not being the movie's not centered on his character and his comedic style. So well, I don't think you need that in the next movie to carry the movie, right? He doesn't have that pressure to be like, oh, I've got to make this successful because it's all based on my comedy.
Well, and he complains about the pack and falling down and stuff. If he doesn't have to do that, I think he'd probably be more inclined to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I think they all had fun in Afterlife doing a few things here and there. Like, and if they're around, I think, you know, he'd be, you know, we might see him in a flight suit doing something, just like showing the new kids around or something. But I don't think it's going to be like them going out and doing like traditional busting. So, which is fine. Utilize those characters, right? Make it a good story. And I think it's going to be a blast. I think it'll be a lot of fun and really hopefully set up the door for other variations. And, you know, it really makes me wonder what they're doing with the animated series, what they're going to do with those comic books. So, and then with the Hollowgate VR coming out, you know, just now too, like the brand is pretty much as big as it's ever been, right? We just did our local con and like everybody loves the Ghostbusters coming through, taking photos. So, I mean, I think we're at a spot where we're getting more Ghostbusters movies and Star Wars movies at this moment, right? And so I think that really allows this franchise to shine because Star Wars has had issues with some of their more recent movies they've made and some of the decisions they made. So I think if they play their cards right, they can really take the brand to the next level here. So I'm pretty excited to see what happens with it.
Yeah.
A few other things, though, to chat about. We have our glow-in-the-dark owl for sale. So if you haven't jumped on that, get over there on Etsy and get it. And then we also have the artwork available as a T-shirt now up on our TeePublic. So you can go up there and pick up a Strange Glow Video shirt. You can get it on basically anything besides stickers, stuff that like we're making and sending out here. I didn't want you to be able to have to pay for a $5 sticker. If you're buying an ALF, I'm throwing in a nice little goodie kit of some extras. And then we've got our button press going. So I've got some cool buttons on here. If you're on our Instagram, you may have seen it, but I'll show a few of these off on video right now. So I've got a little moogly butt.
Justin's got a button sweatshop going with his wife and kids.
I'm the only one doing it, so. Strange Glow Video one. Another Strange Glow.
He didn't play along.
I'm not about child labor, Nick. You might be, but you don't have children, so. Killer replica. Yeah, so do you think Paul Rudd's going to suit up and be a Ghostbuster in this new movie?
I hope so, just to piss off Alec.
Yeah, Alec's not here to defend himself, but I think in the last movie you didn't need him suited up just because of what was going on, but The fact that he's a seismologist and knows Ghostbusters, I think there's a pretty good chance we're going to see him.
Well, yeah, his character wouldn't resist the option, I think.
No, I mean,
was Alec against him ever being a Ghostbuster or just an Afterlife? Because he got away with Afterlife.
I think it was just Afterlife, right? I think Afterlife was touchy because, you know, how do you bring in another generation of Ghostbusters and not have the adults step on their feet? So I think you're at a spot where this movie, you can set up multiple Ghostbusters teams, right? Within New York, wherever else, you know, you could have people traveling. I know the Ecto-Force, the previous cartoon series that got put on hold was supposed to take place in the future. And it was about Ghostbusters teams all over the world dealing with different cultural
spectral stuff. Kind of like Dan Aykroyd's original idea.
Yeah, but still on Earth, though, like not in space. But I mean, I like that concept that, yeah, you know, every almost all over the world, everyone has their own folklore about ghosts and stuff like that. So, the real Ghostbusters did a great job of bringing some of those folklore things in, but shoehorning them all into New York doesn't necessarily make sense. So you either have a team travel or you have like localized teams. And I think that makes things fairly interesting because then you can have people, at the head office and stuff.
One of the recent articles, I think they hinted at franchises finally being a thing in the new movie.
And it could be. We could easily see that. Or after this movie, right? I think they're at a spot where they're willing to set it up.
Well, that miffs me because, Sony and Ghost Corps are so friendly and have a good relationship with the franchises that we have. For them to say they don't exist in the movie universe, was, I think, was kind of a missed opportunity. But if they do it now, that would be cool.
Well, I think, again, I go back to The Afterlife being a difficult movie to make because you're dealing with the loss of a central character to the writing of both the first films, an actor of both the first films, and like, how do you move past that loss? And that movie was basically, how do you deal with family trauma, right? And how do you get over that stuff together? So there wasn't a lot of time to be like, hey, we really appreciate what the fans are doing out there. We want to fit that into there. I think you really have the opportunity with that now.
Did that need to be the central plot, though? I don't know.
I think just to get past it without pissing everyone off. I mean, because everyone would be like, well, what happened to Egon? You're just going to ignore him?
They're all going to die before too long. They're all getting up there in age. We can't take a movie every time. I mean, it can be a part of the plot, but being the central plot.
No, but the fact that Ivan was about ready to direct the third Ghostbusters movie before Harold passed, he was actively ready for it. And then when Harold passed, he's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that after all. It's not the same. So I think there are several things there. And then, we lost Ivan Reitman too. So I think this is just going to be different in a new way. And hopefully it sets up those things for franchises and stuff, because I think there's a lot of things you can do with this. And thanks to the MCU and the DC movies, like, we're used to the concept of, global spanning heroes and things like that. So I think it's easy for an audience to accept that now. Like, right. And when you look back at how the first Marvel movies were very small and isolated and how big the storytelling can get in there, I think you can do that easily now. And, a fan base will accept it if it's well written. Yeah. So.
Yeah, hopefully it's a thriving business by the time this one starts.
I would like to say that because that was another thing in Afterlife I never really talked a lot about before, but like all those crazy storms going on that would keep happening, at the end of Afterlife, when you see this huge like spectral storm going on, people would notice that. Like, that would show up on meteorological radars, I would imagine, right? So. But the thing is, like, you don't have to shoehorn in like all the news press conferences around this. Like, we can just skip ahead a little bit. If you want to show a little bit of Winston cleaning up the firehouse and things like that, you can do that. But I still think there's an opportunity for a time jump to make things make sense. So you're not just starting the business the third time, because to me, like, that's like, okay, if you're going to start the business every time we got a movie, this just isn't going to work. That's not sustainable. You're like, all right, you got to have things established and thriving and then have a big threat come in to make it interesting. Mm-hmm. So, any other thoughts, Nick?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Did you get any pickups lately?
Are you? No. Nope.
So I snagged a couple Magnolia pistol belts that shipped already. They're pretty quick on items that are ready to ship. I like that.
Yeah, it's just the suits, I think, that are.
There's 9-month queue in that, so I'm like, huh, do I want to get one of those? I don't know. I want to see the quality of yours in person before I do that.
They're movie screen used quality. But yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah, so if you're not on our social media, please check us out, subscribe, and like if you're not already following the other stuff. And then we do have our Patreon up. So we're working on getting more active with that, but definitely check that out. Check out all the goodies we've got for sale. We still have World's Fair coins for sale if you're wanting your lucky coin. Get one of those, get an ALF set. We'll throw in some goodies there for you as well, just some other stuff in the package you're buying. So, but appreciate you listening. Let us know your thoughts in the comments, and we'll see you back next week. Hopefully Alec will be able to join us. We'll kind of see, he's in the process of moving. So we've got the video store torn down right now. So we may be a little less visually exciting for the next couple of weeks, but we'll be back up and running before you know it.
Yep. Back on the couch.
Exactly. Huh. Nick will be back on the casting couch.
Uh-huh. All right.